那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做生病的经历相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a health problem you once had。你有过的一次生病的经历。开门见山三个思路，首先交代病情本身是胃痛，把基本信息带入。当时在图书馆上自习，胃突然痛了，把这样的一个内容带入。其次强调一个细节。那最开始我还坚持学习，后来1到2个小时之后真的受不了了，赶紧打包回宿舍。那喝了很多的热水啊，然后躺着睡一觉就好了。那我拒绝吃药，没有吃任何的辅助药品。第三结尾强调我的一个改变。经历过这件事之后吧，我就改变了我的饮食习惯，包括吃饭很快的这样的一个内容。以前很忙，10分钟吃一个午餐，后来改掉了。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先交代题目本身的内容是胃痛，其次胃痛的当时的经历细节，包括解决方案，以及呢我做的一个调整，做一个引导。这样来看，三者贯穿回答比较好说，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, you mentioned about like the topic, a health problem that once had. I must say, it's a stomach ache. You know, I used to suffer from this problem, and it's been with me for years. I mean, it's been a long time.You know, a couple of weeks ago, I got such a problem one more time when I was like studying the library. At the time, I mean, at the beginning, I thought that I could keep my work. After 1 to 2 hours, I didn't think so. You know, I couldn't describe how I feel at the time, like disastrous, I might say. Gotta be honest, I was very busy with my academic study during the special days. Occasionally, I had to deal with my part-time job. So, I mean, I need to do all these kind of things at a time.So I don't have too much lunch time. Sometimes I have to finish my dinner maybe in 10 minutes. You couldn't believe it, right? In 10 minutes, finish all the dinner or all the lunch. So this is the main reason why I usually suffer from this health problem. Actually, I'm not the kind of person who likes to have medicine when got a stomachache. Or what I prefer to do is about drinking some water, finding a quiet place, then taking a nap. You know, things will be worked out eventually. That's my strategy, for real.Now I've made a change on my eating habit and dinner time. I hope that this bad situation could be improved someday in the future. So that's it.
那在结尾呢 ,Jason 做了一个解决方案的引导，强调出来呢，我现在调整了作息，尤其是饮食的时间很规律了，不像以前那样了，希望我的胃痛这个毛病有所改善。考官接下来就会问了，那你胃痛的时候都不吃药吗？只是调整作息吗？或者改变饮食习惯吗？它多久能见效呢？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，胃痛的这个毛病 ,stomach ache。第二个，真不舒服呀，我觉得怎么描述当时状态呢，非常的不爽。
I couldn't describe how I feel at the time, disastrous, I might say。
第三，偶尔的。除了可以说 sometimes 之外，你可以说 occasionally, 最后承受去遭受 suffer from。这样来看，把一些小的鞋带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693907，小写英文字母 B 加上17693907。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。